Recorded Books and RB Digital present An Appalachian Summer by Anne H. Gabhart. Narrated by Susan Bennett. Chapter 1. May 20th, 1933. Piper Danson's cheeks hurt from smiling for what seemed like hours, with no relief in sight. More people waited in line to take their turn in front of her and pretend happiness over her debut into society. Then again, their smiles might be sincere. Piper was the one feigning excitement as she repeated socially appropriate words of welcome. Her ridiculous gauzy white dress looked made for a 16-year-old instead of a woman with 2 years of advanced studies at Bronner Women's College. If only she could fiddle with the neckline where it chafed her skin. But a debutante didn't adjust her clothing in public. She pretended everything was wonderful, and that she loved all the flowers presented to her in celebration of her coming out party. But the cloying odor of so many flower arrangements made her feel as if she were at a wake. Perhaps she was. The funeral of her freedom. Time to pick a man and marry. That wasn't exactly right. More like time to accept the man her parents had chosen for her and settle down into a proper life, the way her sister Leona had done after her debutante season 4 years prior. Where was Jamie Russell when she needed him? She quickly scanned the room before the next person stepped in front of her. Jamie was nowhere to be seen. His absence was disappointing, but hardly surprising. Not now. Not after his family had lost everything in the stock market crash. While debutante balls had surely waned in importance for him in the face of such misfortune, she still expected him to come to hers. If only someone would open the ballroom's balcony doors to let in some air. She considered fainting, simply for the novelty of it, but her mother would never forgive her. Besides, fainting was for fragile girls. Piper was anything but fragile. Tall, willowy for sure, but strong enough to rein in the most fractious of horses. "How beautiful you look," one of her mother's friends took Piper's hand. Piper held on to her smile and tried to remember the woman's name. "You are so lucky to have this lovely ball with so many families struggling right now." Piper didn't know whether to keep smiling or look sad. Perhaps this woman's family had fallen on hard times. Her dress did look like last year's fashion. Piper glanced over at her mother for a clue. Not only had her mother's smile not wavered, it looked genuine, as if produced specifically for this very woman. Piper murmured something polite and continued to smile too, although she thought having such an elaborate event at a time when men stood in soup lines out on the streets of Louisville was reprehensible. Were it not for her mother, Piper would have flouted Emily Post's guide to proper etiquette for a debutante and escaped to somewhere. Anywhere. Away from this receiving line. But she couldn't disappoint her mother, who had worked tirelessly to organize this ball as though Piper's future depended entirely upon a successful debut. Piper had managed to put her off for 2 years, until now, at 20, she was a bit old for a first-time debutante. She told her mother that, but she would have none of it. "We may have been wise to wait a few years in between Leona's and your debuts, especially with the situation as it is," her mother had said. That was the closest her mother ever came to speaking about the depressed economic state of the country. She chose to sail above it, as though money were the least of her worries. She had been a debutante in better financial times and married the man her parents thought she should. When Piper had asked if she loved her father when they married, her mother avoided a straight answer. "My parents had my best interests in mind. Love grows with time." Whether love had grown or not, her parents were comfortable with their union. Her mother maintained appearances and ensured their two daughters and son had the advantages of an upper society life. Her father supplied the necessary funds to make that possible through his partnership in a prestigious law firm, although the family had made some adjustments due to a reduction in clients able to pay the firm's fees. The guest list was shorter than when Leona
Sample complete. Ready to continue?